You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, my friends. Welcome to Life Talk here on the Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And for this next hour, we're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And wow, we have a lot of great things to talk about. Because first of all, we had a real nail-biter of an election last night, the Illinois primaries. And we're going to be talking with somebody who can help us process what the outcomes of these elections mean for the gospel of life, for pro-life in our state, and for the church in our state as well. And that is Bob Gilligan. So he's going to be with us at the beginning of the show. And then after that, we're going to have Father Thomas Loya, who's an internationally renowned expert on the theology of the body, talking about real love. You know, this is now the Valentine's Day craze is beginning. And of course, there are all sorts of paltry, you might say, or impoverished concepts of love in our society today. But what is authentic love, and how are we intended to love as men and women? What is the point of how God made us and how he made us to love? Father Thomas Loya is going to be talking with us about that. So I'm pumped up, but you know why I'm also pumped up? Because there is this new study out, teaching abstinence works better than sex ed. Did you guys see this? This is awesome. There's a major study that was published in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine showing that students who received abstinence education engaged in sexual activity much less than students who got contraceptive sex ed. Hello. I think this is what we've been saying for a while, actually. And, you know, we're never going to get the issue right about abortion until we get the issue right about the gift of sexuality, because there are two different lists of when it's acceptable to engage in sexual activity in our society and when it's acceptable to have children. So when women then get pregnant, they feel, you know, unfortunately entitled sometimes to have an abortion because their contraception fails. So we need to get the chastity thing right. And it's beautiful that this study came out and is affirming the effectiveness of abstinence education. Praise God. And that's why our Chastity Yet initiative in the Archdiocese is so crucial. And we're blessed. We have Bob Gilligan on the line with us. So without further ado, I want to bring Bob on, the Executive Director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. Bob, thanks for being with us on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome for the invite. A little groggy this morning, but it's good to be on the air with you.
It's great to have you on the air. Hey, Bob, so important election last night, the Illinois primary. What a nail biter.
Wow, yeah, we're still biting our nails, I think. Yeah.
was this expected, first of all? I mean, was it expected to be this close with the gubernatorial races?
Well, I think you had a couple things going on, Mary Louise. The low voter turnout yesterday kind of makes this very hard to predict. So when you get a situation where you have a primary very early in the year, February 2nd, and it's usually in March, it's so different dynamic, and yet so many candidates, especially on the Republican side, it's very hard to predict. So I guess in some ways, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, but it's really not a surprise because I think even going into the election, we saw the polling data was so close,
yes,
especially on the Republican and Democratic gubernatorial races. In particular, that you know, I don't think it's a surprise. It still is close, and we still don't know.
And the status is what the last time I heard it was like 503 votes out of 700,000 some on the Republican side, or is what's separating Brady from Quinn, and then on the Democrat side, it's 7,000 votes separating Quinn from Hines. Is that right?
Yeah, you're close. Quinn and Hines are about 7,000 on the Democratic side, and I think most of us think that it's probably almost a certainty that the incumbent governor, Pat Quinn, will prevail. But it's not over yet. But it's actually State Senator Kirk Dillard from
Dillard. Yes, poor Dillard. Right. Sorry about that.
Very too close to downstater Bill Brady. And as you indicated, that's about 500 some odd votes that separate the two, with about, I think, 74 precincts and some other ballots not counted. So I think it's going to be quite a while before there will be an official winner on the Republican side for governor.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, Bob, there are lots of other races, too, which, you know, we kind of don't really focus on a lot, but especially these races for state representative or state senator. Could you tell us a little bit, you know, the state level is so important for the life issues, issues like parental notification, you know, protecting that, or holding off an Illinois FOCA type of bill like we did last year. Tell us a little bit about the outcomes of these races and what you think that means for pro-life issues going forward.
Well, you know, Mary Louise, all your listeners should know that there was a very interesting race up in the Palatine area, Legislative District 54. There was an incumbent state representative by the name of Susie Bassey who had voted against parental notification 2 years ago, who couldn't make a commitment about the Illinois FOCA bill from last year. And there was a lot of lingering feelings in the district about some of the things that she has been doing over the last couple of years.
It's there extraordinary, too, that a representative from Palatine could not make a commitment to vote against FOCA, which is such an extreme bill in terms of, you know, wiping away rights of conscience and parental notice and informed consent. And, I mean, that's unbelievable.
Pro-lifers who are listening to this need to keep this district in mind, this race, because I think what you saw was money versus manpower. Susie Bassey was endorsed by Personal PAC, Planned Parenthood's Political Action Committee that gives money to candidates for mailers. But Tom Morrison, the challenger, who is a young, up-and-coming challenger, very much took a public position about pro-life and pro-family, really worked hard, didn't have a lot of money, worked really hard. There were a lot of people who are listening to this show right now who went out there and knocked on doors and spent their weekends helping Morrison. And luckily, and I think it's not really luck, it's work and it's hard work, but through his actions and the volunteer efforts of a lot of pro-lifers, we have a victory here this morning. We have a really significant victory, and Tom Morrison has defeated Susan Bassey by a significant amount, by 4 percentage points, and it looks like he will be the new state rep for that district. So I think it shows that when people get engaged at the grassroots level and they're willing to work hard, I think good things can happen, and that happened. And Bassey is in Republican leadership. A pro-choice Republican leader was knocked off by an up-and-coming upstart, in large part due to his pro-life and pro-family positions.
Wow, that is significant. So how about other races, Bob? Do you think that there's a kind of a tilt in the right direction now in the General Assembly?
I'm a little bit of an optimist this morning. And,
really?
Some of these things,
and I know that doesn't happen that often.
No, it doesn't really. Very rarely. But we had a nice development in a district in Rock Island, Illinois, where there was a three-way race. It was an open seat. A devout Catholic, another one who was a strong pro-lifer, a Democrat, prevailed, and in all likelihood will defeat the Republican and the general come November. And there's some other races out there. We're still trying to figure out, you know, exactly where some of these candidates are, so sometimes it's hard to tell. But, I think we have reasons to be, number one, optimistic, and number two, to get further engaged in November, because there's going to be more challenges, just like that Bassey race. Mm. I can tell listeners right now, in the Edison Park area, that's going to be an open Senate seat, and there's going to be a pro-life challenger and a another challenger who's endorsed by Planned Parenthood in that race as well. So we're going to have more challenges ahead, and I think what we want to do is sort of build on our momentum and hopefully, come November, prevail. I think this election shows that money is important in politics, but it's not the be-in and end-all. Hard work and grassroots, at the end of the day, can prevail over just strictly money.
Absolutely.
If you have the right candidate.
Wow. Well, that's great, Bob. Bob, can you stay on with us for one more segment?
I sure can.
Okay, terrific. We're talking with Bob Gilligan, Director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois, and we're going to be right back after this break here on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. Stay with us.
Have you been sleeping while legislators in Springfield debate laws that affect right-to-life issues? Laws that threaten the sanctity of marriage and family? Laws that deprive our children of the education they deserve? Well, wake up, Catholics, and do something about it. This is Bob Gilligan of the Catholic Conference of Illinois urging you to become part of our Advocacy Day, Catholics at the Capitol, on Wednesday, March 3rd. Join Chicago's Cardinal George, Joliet's Bishop Sarton, and bishops from across the state as we spend the day talking to our elected officials in Springfield. You do have a voice in issues we Catholics hold sacred: life, marriage, family, education, social services. So let your voice be heard. We'll even supply the transportation. Go to CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org for details. That's CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org. See you on March 3rd. Catholics, the soapbox is yours.
Welcome back to Live Talk here on Relevant Radio 950 AM, the Catholic Community of Faith. Mary Louise Curry talking with Bob Gilligan about the outcome of the Illinois primaries last night. The results, both that we know and that we don't know. And Bob, by the way, I couldn't help but notice that enchanting commercial at our break. Was that you snoring in the background?
Yeah. Yeah, it took me a lot of practice, but I finally got my lines right.
You mean the verbal lines or the snoring lines?
No, the snoring. That comes naturally, though.
But anyway, and that reminds me that we want to talk about Catholics at the Capitol and encourage people to turn out. That's going to be March 3rd. Let's just talk about that for a second. Tell us a little bit about that day and why it's important for people to be involved.
Yeah, Mary Louise, we're doing this, we did this last year, it's the second year we're doing it. It's important because the issues we were just talking about with the election, that's the way we select the candidates, but now we have to influence some of the issues that they are deliberating. And as the ad indicates, you know, at the state level, that's where decisions are made about protecting human life, about trying to put some restrictions on the abortion procedure, issues like parental notification, offering of ultrasound, traditional marriage, defining marriage between one man and one woman. Listeners probably know that there's legislation pending on civil unions. Mm-hmm. All sorts of issues. How do we, the full range of issues that affect the Catholic community, the social services, the safety net. So what we're asking people to do is take a day out of their busy schedules. There's four locations that we now have in the Archdiocese. There's one location in Rockford Diocese, and there's one location in the Joliet Diocese, where buses will be leaving that morning early. For $20, you get a ride down to the state capitol. We will have a wonderful, holy, celebrating Mass on at 10 o'clock that morning if you want to take your car down at the newly renovated cathedral in Springfield. We'll give you a sandwich to make sure you got enough energy. And what we'll do is we'll supply you with some data, some talking points, so you can engage with your local state rep in Springfield. The bishops will all be there. The Cardinal George will be saying the Mass. All the Catholic hierarchy will be in attendance in Springfield. They'll be there meeting with their legislators as well. And it's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful example of seeing your faith in action as it helps influence the public policy realm.
Yes.
You know, last year's experience, I think, for most people was very positive. I think it was a good day for everybody. And Mary Louise, as you well know, and many of the listeners know, it was in some part due to the advocacy efforts that went on that day that set the groundwork for our ability to defeat that Illinois FOCA bill that was heard later on that session.
Yes.
So legislators talk about, man, we got all those Catholics down here. We don't, you know, that's an issue in their home districts when they get that many people who come down there and advocate for our position. So I can't encourage people to come down strong enough. It's easy to do. We're trying to make it as easy as possible by providing transportation. So, you get to see a little bit of government in action, too, while you're down there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I just want to add a big plug for all of our listeners out there, all of the Friends of the Respect Life Office who are listening, all of the Parish Respect Life Coordinators whose tireless work we just can't thank you enough for in your parishes. You know, we really need you down in Springfield. And I'm going to be down there. My staff, Margie, Mitch, and Alicia are each going to be helping the Catholic Conference of Illinois by leading different buses to help kind of brief people on the issues. It is such an important day for us. And you know, these state issues or these state lawmakers, rather, really have a huge impact on shaping laws in our state. And these state laws are so important. So, you know, if we don't want Medicaid funding of abortion on demand, if we don't, you know, which would escalate abortion huge in our state, we already, just in the Archdiocese, have more than 27,000 abortions a year. You know, if we want that to go up really big, then let's, you know, fund it. And, of course, nobody wants that. So, you know, these issues are so important. I just can't urge people enough to, you know, take the day off on March 3rd. You know, take a day off for Jesus and you know, to ride the bus down to Springfield. You know, we can go to a beautiful mass with the bishops together and then go and talk with legislators about these crucial issues for human life and dignity, and then hop back on the bus and return to the Chicago area. But it's so important to do that and to have, you know, to take time to express to legislators and to do it as a body. Because when they see, look at all these people, then they realize, hey, you know, they really do have some, an important influence in my district and in Springfield, and maybe we should listen.
Yep, absolutely. Last year, we brought a lot of Catholic school children down. We're not going to do that this year. We're going to have representatives of the Catholic schools, the principals, and the laity. But we want to try to make this year's event more of an adult event. Mm-hmm. Last year's was great with the children, and they were very energetic. So this year we're asking the listeners, you know, the adults to come down and walk the halls, and it's fairly easy to do for those who have done it before. They understand. Don't be intimidated. Your state rep is just like you and I, and it's easy to do, and we make as easy for you as possible.
Yes, and so if people are interested, they can go to CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org, right? The website, www.CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org, or Bob, your Chicago number, would that be the way for people to sign up for the buses?
Absolutely, 312-368-1066.
Great, 312-368-1066. So
got it.
Make sure to give a call, you guys, and I'm calling my listeners, you guys, dear friends of the Gospel of Life. Please call, please call to sign up, and because we really need your help on March 3rd, Wednesday, March 3rd at Catholics at the Capitol. So, Bob, we've got like two more minutes here. Any takeaways then, as far as from the primary election results for the Gospel of Life in our state?
Yeah, one final thought. It's going to be really, you know, for people who really value the life issue. As you probably know, Governor Quinn was endorsed by Planned Parenthood a couple weeks ago, and he enthusiastically accepted that endorsement. Mm. It looks like he is going to be the Democratic nominee. On the Republican side, what remains to be seen who will prevail. I was looking at the numbers last night, Mary Louise, and of the total number of voters, roughly 880,000 Democrats voted, 760,000 Republicans voted. If you care about this issue, you may want to turn out in November, no matter who the nominees are for the respective parties. And I think we need to look at that, because getting out the vote is important. And as I indicated in that Morrison-Bassey race, getting people out to vote is important. There's a large amount of apathy out there, and I know your listeners are largely motivated, but now I think it's incumbent upon all of us to get our neighbors out to vote, too, because it's just not enough when you and I, when you show up, but you got to get your family and your neighbors to do it as well, because look at this Republican primary, 500 votes right now. It's probably even going to get tighter until all the votes are counted.
Wow.
On the Democratic side, 5,000 votes. It's going to even get tighter. So, you know, people who say their vote doesn't count, they're flat out wrong. It does count. And if you care about these issues, you better show up in November. Not only do you have to show up, if you really care enough, you need to get your friends and neighbors out as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm amazed how many people I know who are not registered to vote, who are active in the pro-life movement. So register. Now is the time, you know, is the time to register. And people can just go to the Illinois Board of Elections website you can go to, I think it's chicagoelections.com. But even there, even if you don't live in Chicago, they can direct you to your own county. But it is so important to get registered to vote. And as Catholics, we're called upon to, be engaged in the public square.
Yep, absolutely. So it's important to vote, like you said, not only for you, but get your family and your friends out, too, because this is a big election.
Absolutely. Now, Bob, Brian Brock, who's our engineer, he said he wants to vote for you.
I am not eligible.
All right, Bob, thanks so much for being with us today.
Great. Thanks, Mary Louise, and thanks for everybody for listening for the time we were on today.
Great. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Take care.
Bob Gilligan from the Catholic Conference of Illinois. When we come back, we're going to have Father Thomas Loya with us, international expert on the theology of the body, and we'll be taking your calls. So stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
We are called to come together in unity to pray for peace in our community. The Office for Black Catholics will hold its annual Solemn Vespers service Friday, February 12th at Our Lady of Sorrows Basilica, 3121 West Jackson Boulevard in Chicago. Be part of this special twilight celebration to praise God and sanctify the day. Bishop Joseph Perry will preside at the service. The homilist is Reverend Andrew Smith. Food and fellowship begin at 6 p.m. The service begins at 7 p.m. Go to www.blackcatholicchicago.org for details. Hope to see you Friday evening, February 12th at Our Lady of Sorrows Basilica. Let's pray for peace. Together, we can help stop the violence.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Welcome back to Life Talk here on Relevant Radio 950 AM, Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Mary Louise Curry. I'm joined in the studio by Alicia Torres, who is our coordinator of Young Adult Outreach for the Respect Life Office. Alicia, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Mary Louise.
Good to have you in here. And we have on the phone an international expert on theology of the body. He's a Byzantine Catholic priest at Annunciation Catholic Parish in Homer Glen. Illinois, and he's also a fantastic iconographer, and that's Father Thomas Loya. Father Loya, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Mary Louise. Hello to you and to Alicia as well.
Father Loya, we just wanted to talk briefly about the March for Life, because I realized that we had this huge event, and we hadn't yet discussed that. And Alicia, I know that you were with me there. We had 7 buses from the Archdiocese at the March for Life this year.
That's right. It was a fantastic turnout, and I think there was a tremendous amount of energy among the teens and college students that participated. I know that also the St. John Cantius group brought 3 other buses, so
yes.
The Archdiocese literally had 10 buses of people in D.C. to represent, you know, that life is sacred, and we're going to hold our elected officials accountable to that.
Yes, and you know, one of the high schools also went on their own, which was great too. I can't remember if it was Marion or Marist, but anyway, that was great too. So we had a lot of people out there, and then of course there are the adults who, I like to say, they wimped out because they don't take the bus, they fly out there. But anyway, we had a great turnout. You know, the main thing is just people getting out there and really making a difference and letting their voices be heard. And the March for Life, there were reports that The turnout this year was almost 400,000, which is the largest that I remember, that I can remember ever.
I think so. And, you know, I think that the other side is shaking in their boots because it was talked about in a Washington Post column just the day after the march, how shocked this columnist was that well over 50% of those participating were under the age of 30. And yes. He had gone down to the mall to see, oh, the pro-life movement is dying. But no, actually, it's growing significantly. And he was musing that this may perhaps go on for 37 more years.
Hopefully not, because hopefully we'll have the laws overturned and hearts and minds transformed to the gospel of life long before that.
Amen.
So, because, you know, we know that Christ already has the victory. And we're just blessed to be his hands and feet in this most crucial of justice and human rights issues. So some of our listeners may have a question or comment, and we welcome your calls at 312-255-8408. That's 312-255-8408. So Father Loya, you know, you are an expert on theology of the body. We've brought you in to do teacher trainings, and you're kind of one of our main go-to people here at the Archdiocese on these issues. This is the month of Valentine's Day. The hype has begun. If you walk into a Walgreens or even a grocery store, Valentine's Day propaganda is everywhere. And it doesn't really seem to be Saint Valentine's Day. It just seems more, I don't know, soupy Valentine's Day. I'm not sure how to express it. But anyway, so we want to talk a little bit about love in terms of, you know, how the world perceives romantic love versus God's vision of love. And that's where the theology of the body really comes into play, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That is the question. There's always a question of two choices to see life, to see everything about life, including love and the human person. And what John Paul II did was he knew that in our modern times we were not seeing properly. See, a theology of body is like an ethos of seeing. Mm-hmm. We do not see love properly. We do not see the human person properly. Man does not see woman properly. Woman does not see man properly. This is the source of all of our ills on any level, from global politics, the economy, to healthcare, to environment, to marriage and family. It has to do with how do we see. And one of the things we don't see correctly is love. Like, what really is love? And basically, love is rooted, of course, first and foremost, in our understanding of God, who is a union and community of persons, and who enters into his own creation and does so in a loving and intimate relationship. Mm. Now, that's the source of it. Now, we go to the human person. The human person, because the human person images God, means that the only appropriate response to a human person is love. And love is basically defined as an act of the will. In other words, we choose to do what is best for the other person.
Wait a minute. Love isn't like some like soupy feeling or like feeling tingly about somebody?
No, that's the problem. The only thing love is simply a feel, or primarily a feeling. Yes, feelings can be involved in it, but not always. We don't always feel good about our act to love. You know, sometimes an action of love is difficult. We may not feel like it. We might even like the person per se. But love means to do what is best for that person, regardless of how we feel and regardless of the cost to ourselves. And in doing so, yes, we can arrive at that great feeling. And sometimes that feeling is at the very beginning. But the main point is it's a choice, an act of the will. It comes from our heart as a result of seeing the other person as a person. Mm. And therefore always, always worthy of love, respect, and dignity.
Oh, this is intriguing. You know, Father Loya, we want to welcome questions and comments from our listeners. And so we welcome your calls at 312-255-8408. That's 312-255-8408. We need to head to a break right now, actually. But when we come back, Father Loya, I'd like to ask you a little bit, and Alicia, maybe you can chime in too, about kind of the world's view of love in terms of, you know, things like Sex in the City or 90210 versus God's vision of love, and then what are the implications for this authentic love in terms of things like same-sex marriage or contraception or other issues? So we're going to have some exciting dialogue ahead with Father Loya and Alicia Torres, and we welcome your calls again at 312-255-8408. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Lisa Pilato, the Catholic Charities Junior Board Manager, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute, 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. In February, we will continue our regular volunteer opportunities, including emergency assistance food packing on the first and third Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m., our Read to Me program that reads to kids in one of our shelters on the second and fourth Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., and our supper program at Cook's Manor on Sunday, February 21st at 4:30 p.m. The Junior Board consists of about 300 young professionals who are interested in giving back to the community. Whether you're looking for a leadership role, an opportunity to grow in your spiritual life, a calendar of social events, or structured volunteer activities, there's something for you on the Junior Board. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. Consider joining our Junior Board. For more information on these events and others, call 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net. And of course, stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
It's National Catholic Schools Week, and Relevant Radio would like to take a moment to salute the teachers, parents, and students that make our Catholic schools great.
With faith,
knowledge,
discipline,
and morals.
Relevant Radio, saluting all Catholic schools during this National Catholic Schools Week. Catholic schools, paying dividends for life.
I love my Catholic school.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back. We're heading into our second half hour of Life Talk here on the Catholic Community of Faith, Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Mary Louise Curry with Alicia Torres. We're both from the Respect Life office at the Archdiocese, and we've got Father Thomas Loya, who is one of the most intriguing priests I know. Actually, one of the most intriguing people I know. He's a fantastic iconographer. He's a Byzantine Catholic priest, and he's an internationally renowned expert on theology of the body. So, Father Loya, it's great to have you here on the show with us. And if anybody has a question for Father Loya, you can give us a call at 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. And before we went to the break, Father Loya, we were talking a bit about theology of the body, which is like the church's why behind the what of its teachings on sexuality. Could you just give, you know, like a one-minute kind of synopsis for anybody who's unfamiliar with kind of what is the theology of the body of John Paul II?
Okay, this term refers to, specifically refers to a series of lectures he gave in St. Peter's Square during his Wednesday audiences, and this happened over about a five-year period between the late 70s and early 80s, and I had the privilege of standing there in St. Peter's Square and listening to them while I was a seminarian there.
That's
so
great.
I kind of learned it at the master's feet.
Yes.
And, really what it is, because that's specifically what it is, but what it is in the big picture is, the best way I can put it is, it's the delivery system for the Catholic worldview. In other words, for the sacramental worldview, it's John Paul II came up with a way for modern man to understand how to see correctly, how to see mystically, how to see the reality of the incarnation, where everything in the created order, most particularly the human person, precisely with and through our bodies, our body person, how that reveals God, how it actually participates in God. And in seeing that, we can then come to the why behind everything in creation, the why behind our being man and woman, being human. And secondly, then, we now know how to be human, how to be man, how to be woman, how to approach, whether it's our human sexuality or any question of life. It's the why behind everything.
That's amazing.
And this is what John Paul II knew we were missing in the modern world. We had disengaged the physical from the
intellectual and the spiritual. We kind of enshrine the intellectual or the spiritual in, over and above the physical. So the two became kind of disintegrated. And he realized that is what had opened the door to all of our maladies, you know, to using people, abusing people, the confusions about same-sex attraction, divorce, contraception, the Holocaust, fascism, all the isms of our world that were killing, destroying civilization came about because our worldview was disintegrated. In other words, if you don't have the right view of the physical order, then you could do whatever you want to it. You know, you can abuse your body, you can use it, use women, abuse the body, and so on. So he realized, no, we have to re-engage the physical with the spiritual. So he realized that life is all about seeing the physical, revealing and participating in God.
Wow, that's really deep. Now, Alicia, you just got out of college a couple years ago. Your focus is college students and young adults. Do you see a need for this message? I know it's sort of actually a no-brainer answer, but I guess, do you see a need for this message among young people today?
Of course, you know, even young Catholics are confused by the world, right? Because it's very hard to receive those messages constantly, the lies of culture, you know, that are being thrown at us through the media especially, and to be able to sift through that and see where is the truth here? Where is the truth that's founded in Jesus Christ and his revelation to us? You know, we notice, I think there's a major trend of fear of commitment to anything,
yes,
especially among young adults today. They don't want to date. They're not going to seminary. They're just kind of hanging out and waiting for God to hit them on the head, and that's just not going to happen. You know, but if you're taking your life seriously, especially your relationship to God in prayer, because if you don't pray, you can't understand and allow God to teach you what it means to be a human person, then your great desire to be loved by another person, if you're called to marriage, it won't be fulfilled in God's proper order. Mm. You know, and that's the biggest struggle I see among young people is that they don't take their lives of prayer seriously, but they think, oh, if I study this or if I learn more about this, then, you know, it's all going to fall into place. But it's not, because ultimately God teaches us about who we are and our need to be loved.
Mm. Yeah, I think I need to pray more here. And you know, some of our listeners may have a question or comment. 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408. You know, the thing is that, quite frankly, what we're talking about is an enormous leap for most of our society today. I just think about, you know, when I was studying to be an opera singer in Pittsburgh, you know, in grad school at Duquesne University, and one of my friends, you know, said, you know, I can count the number of guys I've been with on two hands, and, you know, and she said to me, you have to watch this show because this show is my life. And it was Sex and the City, and that when I watched it, I was so horrified. I'd never seen it before, and I was like, what are you talking about? That's not your life, you know? But people are so secularized now. Father Loya, what do we do, first of all, I guess? And then secondly, you know, I guess it's, you know, maybe compare the vision of the 90210 or Sex and the City type of so-called love versus God's vision of love for us.
Okay, basically, it comes down to this, that we either look at things in a way in which we want to, the word we use is appropriate them. In other words, basically, you look at things in a sense lustfully. In other words, we look at things that, oh, I like that, I want to use that, I want to take that to myself. We look at things very utilitarian, very in terms of using, drawing to ourselves, kind of the consumer way. We do that with one another, with people, and we call that love in our culture. And what we want it very quickly and very, very much like now. And so we have a feeling, we have an attraction to something or somebody, so we want it, so we go after it, we sort of grab at it. Mm. We sort of imitate what Adam and Eve did in that original fall. And that's exactly what they did. They reached out in a gesture of appropriation. In other words, they saw something, they liked it, they wanted it, they grabbed it. And this is how the world looks at love. It's that kind of feeling that comes from wanting to grab something that you're attracted to and bring it to yourself and to use it and abuse it.
Yes.
When love really is about not grabbing, love is very open-handed. Real love is about looking at the other person and not appropriating it, but actually respecting its own integrity, its own intrinsic value, its own identity, its own kind of separateness from us, and always reaching out, not in a way that grabs, but rather serves. It's kind of a difference between a grasping versus an open-handed approach.
Wow.
And love basically is all about this open-handed approach. In other words, I see something, I like it, okay, fine. But what you do then is you seek to serve it, to do what is best for it, to honor it, to dignify it, not to take it to yourself.
Mm.
And when we take this true approach to love, this is when we end up with the one thing we're all looking for and we desire most. This is the one thing we cannot live well without, the one thing we all desire. It's behind all of our actions, good or bad. It's our search for intimacy, for oneness, for union. And it's really a search for union with God, which we experienced most acutely through union with a human person. And so this is why we have a tendency to grab at one another, because we want that intimacy, but we want it instantly. Well, you can't get it by grabbing. You can't get it instantly. You
Yes.
get it by doing the opposite. You get it by dying to yourself and opening to the other person. In other words, making a gift of yourself to the other person.
And that I think is such a powerful thing, is that, you know, we're seeking real love, but we can't find it until we can make ourselves a gift, you know, love in a way that's selfless. I think that's so crucial. But you know what? We need to head to a break, actually. We've got Joe on the line. And Joe, stay with us. We'll come back to you right after the break. And I also welcome others to give us a call. If you have a question for Father Loya, we're talking about theology of the body, authentic love. Maybe you've got a question for Alicia. 312-255-8408. That's 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
As we celebrate the Year for Priests, look for stories about how we honor our priests, in the Pope's words, with gratitude for their work and witness of their life.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com to view our photo gallery and catch up on the latest news. Subscribe to the Catholic New World online, at your parish church during our subscription drive, or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Catholic Charities invites you to join us for an evening of live entertainment, fine food, fabulous cars, and fantastic friends at First Look for Charity. This exclusive black tie preview to the Chicago Auto Show will take place at McCormick Place on Thursday, February 11th from 6:30 to 10:30 p.m. Proceeds go to benefit our Neighbors in Need Fund, supporting emergency services, and maternity and adoption programs. Register today by calling 312-948-6797 or visiting www.catholiccharities.net/firstlook.
Welcome back to Life Talk on the Catholic Community of Faith. We've got Joe on the line. We're welcoming your phone calls for Father Thomas Loya and Alicia Torres about love, sexuality, relationships, theology of the body, 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408. Joe from Evanston, thanks so much for calling this morning, Joe.
Thanks, Mary Louise. And Alicia, it's great to hear you too. And Father Loya, I'd like to ask you about theology of the body writ large. And the reason I ask this is because you might not get into it, but I know you've been interested in the environmental dimension, and certainly what Benedict has been doing, in fact, he's been called the Green Pope.
Yes.
I think he is trying to make statements about what it means on a larger scale when we get things wrong at the human individual scale, as you're trying to portray with theology of the body. So, and I know as an iconographer, I've been down at your church at Homer Glen, and I've seen the beautiful icons, and they're opening us to a vision that we have to enlarge. So could you just make that connection as to what you know, for instance, what Benedict is saying, and in fact, connect that to what John Paul is saying about if we don't get things large at that written large with the stewardship issue, we're going to fail as well.
Boy, it's such a great question. One of my favorites, because when, you know, the theology of the body is, I always call it the answer to all life's questions. It really is, because it's not just something in and of itself. It is the correct way to see everything. There's only one correct way to see all of life, and that is to see it the way God sees it, the way Adam and Eve saw it before the fall. In other words, to see things sacramentally, no matter what it is you're looking at, which means that when you understand the theology of the body, and you understand the deep soul of Catholicism, you do, in fact, become an expert on any subject.
Oh, is that kind of like the Holiday Inn Express commercials?
Yeah, exactly. For instance, the environment. What is the environment? The environment is a theology body approach or sacramental approach, the one the same, to the earth, to the environment. It looks at the environment, looks at the earth, and sees it sacramentally. In other words, it sees it as a gift from God. It sees how the order of things, how things work. You know, how does the environment work? How does water work? How does the earth cleanse itself, replenish itself? So what we do is we observe the created order, and we see it as connected with God. We see God's wisdom and plan in it, and His purpose and in His order in it. We revel in that. We thank God for that. And then here's the key. Then we approach it accordingly. And this is what both of these popes are saying. And this is why the Catholic ethos will be the answer for the environment, for the economy, for healthcare, for any issue. Because things are only approached correctly when they are seen correctly. And you cannot see anything correctly, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, marriage, family, sexuality, the environment, economy, stewardship. You cannot see those things correctly unless you see them through the prism of the sacramental, the theology of the body. In other words, you see them as ordered by God, as coming from God, and God revealing Himself through them for our good. Now, once you do that, you then know how to approach those things so that you have a good economy, you have, you know, an equitable situation, you have a good environment, you have marriage and family, you have chastity and modesty and so on. Unless you approach from this fundamental worldview, you really don't. Look, why do you think we can't come up with a healthcare plan? Because we're not approaching it from the sacramental. Healthcare is about the human person. If we understand the human person, the only way you could do that is through the theology of the body, through the sacramental worldview, then you'll understand about health and then healthcare. But unless you start from the understanding of the human person, you will not come up with a health care plan. It's as simple as that.
Well, and you know, Father Loya, that reminds me of when Cardinal Arinze was in town for our benefit dinner, and he spoke at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs to the Emerging Leaders Program, and one of them said, well, since the church is environmentalist, wouldn't the church want contraception and these population control programs for the environment? And he said, that's exactly the wrong way to look at the human person and to look at God's creation. He said, you know, countries that have higher populations are actually more developed in the world. So the population control thing, he said, you know, first of all, the populations of like Europe and so forth are totally imploding. And he said, but in addition, you know, it's not even linked. What's linked to development is, you know, basically the correct view of the human person and then welcoming human beings as gifts made in God's image and likeness. And then, you know, they are responsible stewards of God's creation. And he pointed out some different populations around the world, you know, where they've had a high population rate, like the United States. It's certainly slowed down. But, you know, for a long time, the U.S., you know, population has really been increasing significantly. And, you know, we're definitely among the most developed countries. So that's very interesting. We have a ton of questions, actually, callers. So, Joe, thanks so much for your call. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
And Mark from Chicago. Thanks so much for calling in today, Mark.
Hi. I have a question for Father, because we have two teenage daughters, and they started to watch all these shows that you mentioned and also other stuff, like, you know, Desperate Housewives and everything. And it seems, you know, first it was entertaining stuff, but now I see there's a lot of, well, just obnoxious messages coming through the screen, and basically, you know, they won't even let us, let's say, me and my wife, they would take us, tell us to get out of the room. They, when they're watching and they're talking between themselves, one is 14, 17, and then I was just wondering if there's any, well, they like to read, that's one good thing, so I was wondering if there's any the book that Father Loya would recommend. I know there's something by Christopher West, but I think that's for more mature audiences, so something that for teenagers that would probably get them in the right track and not getting their knowledge from the garbage, from the stuff that they're coming to the TV screen. So I was just wondering if Father Loya would comment on that, please.
Great question, Mark. Thank you. And Father Loya, there are two questions there. One is about, I guess, parental monitoring of what teens are watching, and secondly, then resources.
Yes. Well, certainly, based on chastity benefit, right?
That's right.
And also, a couple of things. First of all, teach your children the principles. In other words, appeal to their, develop within them this ethos of the theology of the body, so that it's not just a matter of, it's not enough just to say, okay, don't watch this, watch this, you know, because then they're going to rebel. Yeah, you have some of that. But you have to help them come to understanding in their own heart as to why this is not good. When they get to the point where they actually really don't want to watch it, because what happens is you develop in them this wonderful understanding of themselves as human persons, as a sexual person, and what that really means. So you have to work with them on that and call them to an honesty. You want them to, young people are very much interested in the principle of honesty. You want them to be honest to who it is they really are. You teach them what they are, and then you call them to the honesty. So you work with them on that, and yeah, you monitor them, but you also at the same time try to build this ethos in them. And secondly, you go and you can go to resources like, yes, there's a great program from Ascension Press called Theology of Body for Teens. We have some DVDs and presentations from Table Life Institute that I'm a part of. So there are sources out there. I would certainly go to Ascension Press for one source.
Yes.
And also the work that you're doing, Mary Louise, as well.
Well, thanks, Father Loya. And you know, Mark, this reminds me of a couple of things. If you stay on the line, I'd like Brian to get your contact info, because we can send to you Pure Womanhood, which is, Brian's like, what? I got to do something back there? But we could send to you Pure Womanhood, which is by Kristalina Evert. And I think that's a great booklet that's in Q&A format. And I don't know if we have a copy of it, but I'd also recommend the book If You Really Loved Me by Jason Evert. So Pure Womanhood, Kristalina Evert, and If You Really Loved Me by Jason Evert. Those are two great books. And then, Mark, also, I don't know what parish you're at, but, you know, we have a new chastity education team for the Latino community called Cuerpo y Alma. And I don't know if my pronunciation is very good. But anyway, they can go out to parishes and schools, Catholic schools and so forth, and do talks as well. So so you can call our office at 312-534-5355 for info on that. Yeah, Mark, thanks for your call. We need to head to a break, and when we come back, Kathy, stay on the line, because we'll get to you after this quick break. We're here with Father Loya and Alicia Torres.
You're invited to an evangelization revival on Saturday, February 20th at St. John de La Salle Church, 10205 South King Drive in Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics and Bishop Joseph Perry's office are planning an inspirational day for all who serve in church ministries and for all who want to energize their faith. Reverend Paul Winnington and Reverend Andrew Smith will revive your spirit of evangelization, and you'll be jumping out of your seats when you hear from the Holy Angels and St. Benedict the African East choirs. So come to the Evangelization Revival on Saturday, February 20th at St. John de La Salle Church on South King Drive. The day is free. Evangelization is priceless.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Haiti is in turmoil following a massive earthquake, and much of the world lends a helping hand. We'll talk to Cardinal George about the Church's role in disaster relief. And the story of the birth of Jesus according to St. Luke has been told countless times, but seldom to such beautiful orchestration. We'll show you what happens when Cardinal George teams up with the City Lights Orchestra.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Welcome back to Life Talk, and we have Kathy on the line. Kathy, we have just a couple of minutes left, but we wanted to get to your question for Father Thomas Loya.
Oh, good. Mary Lou, hi. Father Loya, hi. Thank you for a great show. My
Hello.
Quick question is, why don't we in the Archdiocese of Chicago have a mandatory class for our teens about theology of the body?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yes, that
it's
is.
So frustrating. I have two girls in an all-girls Catholic high school, and I have one grammar school girl, and I just feel like it's all on me, and I would like to have some backup, and I think the Catholic school system is a good source.
Yeah, it's not, you're right, Kathy, it's not currently mandatory, although it's strongly encouraged. You know, we have Theology of the Body for Teens, which we encourage use of the curriculum in the high schools. And then, of course, we offer speakers, educational materials and so forth. But, you know, it's very hard to mandate things. Well, Father Loyal, what do you think about that idea?
Well, her question, Mary Louise, is actually a very, very huge one. Actually a universal one. What I think is going to happen, what's going to have to happen, and it is happening little by little, it's going to take some time, is that the theology of the body is going to become basically the paradigm or the prism through which we teach everything from seminary level to teenagers to young children. It's going to be kind of like a lens by which we teach everything. And the reason why it's going to be this, and I think it has to be, because the theology of the body brings together the sum total of Catholicism. It gets right to the soul of it. It kind of provides the entire context or packaging of what everything is taught, about everything that's taught in the church. And it's going to become not just like a course, per se, but more than that. It's going to become more of an entire lens or system by which we present the entire sum total of Catholicism on every age level in every area.
Wow, that would be great. We got to make that happen. Now we have to have a strategic planning meeting to figure out how to do that. But Kathy, I encourage you to call our office, because our Chastity Ed initiative, we reach about 20,000 to 25,000 teens and young adults every year with Theology of the Body and Chastity. And give us a call at 312-534-5355, because we provide this stuff pretty much free or at a very low cost to Catholic schools and parishes in the Archdiocese and even in surrounding dioceses. So call us at 312-534-5355 and we can help you out.
Oh, that's great.
Great. Thanks so much for your call, Kathy.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
So, Father Loya, we have literally 45 seconds left. Any final thoughts on Theology of the Body as we wrap up?
Well, Marys, I just want to say that the Chastity Initiative that you do, one of those examples of what we just said in reference to the last caller, it actually is one of those areas in which this whole ethos is being communicated. So what you're doing and that type of thing is going to have to become the way in every department and all levels of all teaching and all evangelization of the church. And then you're going to see a deep and profound new evangelization, renewal of the church and of the world and of our nation, of civilization.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. Well, Father Loya, that sounds really good. We need your help here now to make it happen. That would be a blessing. If you could stay on the line, too, I would really appreciate it, because actually there's a high school retreat that I want to talk about your involvement with. So hang on the line after we wrap up here.
Okay.
So, Alicia, thanks for being with us on the show today.
Oh, thanks, Mary Louise.
Yeah, it's a blessing to have you here. Father Thomas Loya, thank you. And friends, we'll be back the first Wednesday of the month from 9 to 10 a.m. Life Talk. So thanks so much for listening, and God bless you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.